This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zord, and I'm joined by Don Gilpatrick, and we're talking about the Dandelion Festival. It's coming up on Saturday the 18th, 11 till 3 at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm. And we'll be getting into the details on this, but if you missed that, can't listen to it, you can always catch it online at remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. Thank you so much for joining me, Don.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Tony.
Very exciting to have this Dandelion Festival coming up, and of course, dandelions are the main attraction.
They are. Yeah, and it's an event where we really have fun exploring the many wonders of what is often a misunderstood plant. And it's just an incredible plant. You can use everything from the flower to the roots. The plant itself, in terms of its benefits, it's a highly nutritious plant. It has a lot of potent antioxidants, and it fights inflammation. And the way that we sort of have people try that out in terms of what it can provide is we'll have a lot of tasting samples of dandelion foods and beverages, and that will include dandelion blossom jelly, wine, fritters, single source honey. The leaves will be made into a dandelion pesto that people can try, and also we'll have a roasted dandelion root tea that people can try.
And I guess the very interesting thing about this is a lot of people look at dandelions and they see them as a weed or
yes.
something that's just, you know, oh, that's pretty on the lawn. They don't really realize that this thing is actually edible if you know how to prepare it.
Absolutely. It has so many benefits. And you're right. Most people see it, and there are a lot of people that dig it out, or else use an herbicide on it and try to kill it.
And I know my family actually previously tried to do some dandelion wine. That did not work out. So maybe they should go to this Dandelion Festival. And
try it. We do have, like I said, we do have wine available for people to try. We didn't make the wine in particular, but most things that we're testing are things, or allowing people to test, are things that we've made ourselves.
And this is going to be at the Dandelion Festival Saturday the 18th, 11 till 3. You can find more information anytime by going to remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. Some of the other features at the festival include soap making, dye, and watershed demos.
Yes. Yep. And we'll have a live beehive there. We'll have some yoga in the grass that people can stretch out among the dandelions. The watershed demo will be provided by Green Mountain Conservation Group. They're also going to be doing a dip for pond critters, so people can do that and then discover what they found. There'll be a monoprint maker there, so people can make a piece of art on rice paper, where they'll use a dandelion to make the print and also use other plants. As you said, soap making, plant dyeing, and then Tamworth Distilling will be with us as well, and they've made a special blend of Dandy Jack lemonade that's expertly crafted by them, so people can try that. And then rounding out the event, we have sort of some sheer fun things. We have temporary dandelion tattoos people can put on. We have crafts, and then a photo op where people can picture themselves as a dandelion.
That sounds amazing. It's the Dandelion Festival coming up on Saturday the 18th, 11 till 3. Again, you can find all this information online at remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org. On top of the dandelion samplings that you'll be able to try, all sorts of food and beverage tastings of dandelion stuff. There's also going to be a food truck there, so bring the family, be prepared to pick up lunch there, because you can just stay there for lunch. And it's just going to be a really, really fun time at the Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm. And this is one of many, many events that Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm hosts throughout the year, trying to get people to discover history of the area and a lot of this agricultural stuff especially.
Yes, that's right. So we're a rural life museum and a working farm, and we really blend the past with the present to tell a history of our two country doctors, our namesake country doctors, the Doctors Remick, and their historic farmstead. There was a dairy farm on site at one point. And we do this through season-based activities, workshops, classes for children and homeschoolers, medicinal herb programming, which this would tie into that, our tours and a seasonal and seasonal events such as this Dandelion Festival. I would like to mention that the food truck is being offered by a Dueling Chef Smoke and Grill Mobile Cuisine and Catering of Ossipee. And we other things we'll have for sale. We will have dandelion tea for sale, the honey, some dandelion salve, bee products and soap, and then lunch for sale as well.
How would you describe the taste of dandelion? I assume you have tried a number of these products.
It's slightly bitter, and people really say that it's like a chicory taste, which people might know from steeping. Chicory is often a substitute for coffee and that type of thing, so a natural way to get coffee, have a taste of coffee or enjoy that type of product.
Okay.
But it tastes different in all things. My favorite, love is I dream about dandelion fritters, believe it or not. So you take the flour.
That's a powerful statement.
Well, you take a dandelion flour, dip it in batter, fry it, and then drizzled with a little maple syrup. It's amazing. You wouldn't believe.
This sounds like it belongs in the Freiburg Fair. It's like when you're frying
dandelions. Dandelion on a stick, maybe. Right.
Yeah, so it's the Dandelion Festival, Saturday the 18th, 11 till 3. Uh-huh. I'm sure everybody will enjoy the delicious tastings, and maybe they'll get some ideas for home projects with dandelions.
That's right.
That's what it's sounding like. And again, you can find more information by going to remickmuseum.org. That's remickmuseum.org, and they host all sorts of seasonal events throughout the year. You look like you want to say something else.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know, if they are unable to join us for this event, we encourage you to find us online, again, at remickmuseum.org. But we do things all year round, and we are very active on Facebook and Instagram, and with Facebook events and hashtag Remick Museum, if you're interested in seeing some images and things that connects you to.
And that's something important to note, is that you don't just have to go to the events. Remick Museum is open outside of the events.
We are. We're open 10 to 4 currently, Wednesday through Saturday currently, 10 to 4, always 10 to 4. Our summer hours expand from Monday through Saturday starting June 3rd.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. It's the Dandelion Festival coming up Saturday the 18th, 11 till 3, and they have food and beverage tastings. A live beehive, there's going to be soap making, dye and watershed demos, all sorts of dandelion themed things, including a dandelion exhibit.
With lots of botanical prints, like beautiful historical botanical prints, so people can, through pictures and words, they can get a real sense of the dandelion history and what it provides. Even we have like a flip-up display, people can interact with that and discover imposters. There are several plants that look like dandelions but are not.
They're not.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, awesome. It's the Dandelion Festival, May 18th, 11 till 3 at Remick Country Doctor Museum and Farm. For more information, remickmuseum.org. You can also check them out on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining me, Dawn.
Thank you. We always appreciate it.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.